Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Sports update.
The update from One Bills Drive. The Bills have completed their practice today. They'll have a little walkthrough tomorrow, then head for Detroit and the game on Friday night against the Detroit Lions. Head coach Sean McDermott has ruled out four players for Friday's game. Tight end Tyler Kroft, punter Corey Carter, cornerback Cam Lewis, and offensive tackle DeAndre Wesley. Limited work today for center Mitch Morse. He remains in concussion protocol. No word on when he might be out of concussion protocol. He will not play Friday. The goal, according to McDermott, is to see whether he'll be good by the end of the week. Maybe to get him in next week. Who knows? But he will not play. Mitch Morse has been out now just about a month with in concussion protocol. Rookie tight end Dawson Knox, you just heard him on the show, we hope. He will return Friday from his hamstring. He may be on a limited snap count in Friday's game. The Bills and the Detroit Lions coming up Friday, 8 p.m. kickoff on CBS TV from Detroit's Ford Field. I've got the call of the game with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio on our flagship radio station, WGR Sports Radio 550. Antonio Brown wore a certified helmet and participated in practice with the Oakland Raiders at their facility yesterday. His coach, John Gruden, said he's all in. He is ready to go. No contract extension yet for the Cowboys' Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott or Amari Cooper, but Jalen Smith's seven-year deal was signed yesterday, and owner Jerry Jones is happy about that. Cowboys made their second-round draft pick in 2016, the third-highest-paid inside linebacker in the National Football League. Miami ensured Tuesday night that Jakeem Grant will be a part of the plan for a while. They agreed to a four-year extension with the 26-year-old receiver return specialist. Grant will get $6 million per year, now under contract at Miami through 2023. And the Buffalo Bisons play at Rochester again tonight. Left-hander Anthony Kay scheduled to start for the herd. 7:05, first pitch at Frontier Field. The Bisons begin their season-ending homestand this Friday night downtown at Salem Field in Buffalo. That's the update. It is hour number three of the show. John Murphy, Steve Tasker in our One Buffalo studio. A busy hour last hour with Marcel Louis-Jacques and then Dawson Knox. Knox is a likable kid who you root for, Steve. And he sounded really sincere when he talked about how much he missed playing and practicing over the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, it stinks to be part of a team that you can't be part of the team.
Yeah,
you know, I've been there too, and every football player has at some point. And particularly a guy who's young and early in his career, like Dawson Knox, as you can feel, where you've never been through it at this level. Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable not to be out there taking part, I'm sure. But you can tell he seems really happy to be back in the saddle. That's for sure.
To hear him describe the recovery process. And the technology available to him is something you and I talked about way back in April when the brand new Player Performance Center opened. And Dawson Knox stands here now as evidence of how valuable that can be, right? All the stuff they can do in there.
Yeah, he was really impressed with, you know, the staff and how many people who really know what they're doing had their hands on him, getting him better, doing a lot of things, not just the stuff to get his leg healthy, but keep him in shape, keep him sharp mentally. Give him a chance to stay on schedule with the team and get back out. So when he does get back on the field, theoretically, when he gets back on the field on Friday to take reps in a live game, he's 100%, and it's as if he was never gone. So that's the real trick, and he was really impressed with how many people were helping him do that.
Yeah. It'll be good to see him on the field on Friday. Our Twitter poll, what are you looking to see in Friday's game? Give us a call. We got phone lines wide open, 803-0550, toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Or you can send in a tweet. We can read it on the tweet sheet. Vote in the Twitter poll. We got more than 800 votes in so far. What do you want to see the most in the Bills' third preseason game against the Lions? In the Twitter poll, 32% of you say you're looking to see the offensive line battle. 31% say the ongoing tight end competition. 26% say you want to see more Josh Allen to Cole Beasley. 11% say you want to see more success from the defense. Let's squeeze in a couple of phone calls here. We'll go to Mark in Amherst. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
This is. I'd like to make a statement for Steve. that he reminds me he could have been Bobby Chandler. That's a statement. But it's interesting.
Steve reminds you of that?
Tight end on, which is my...
Oh, Dawson, wait a minute. Who reminds you of Bobby Chandler?
Steve.
Steve Tasker. Okay. You remember? You don't remember Bobby Chandler. I do. He's a great player. USC receiver. Yeah.
No, I'll say thank you, Mark. Yeah, I appreciate
Bobby
that.
Bobby was a good player.
I mean, yes. But my question is, it's interesting you had Scott or Dawson Scott on. My question was for the tight ends. Why and who would it be a good tight end to help our pass offense to help Josh out rather than be a blocker? I mean, it seems like we haven't had a good tight end since Pete Messaliers to be a receiver and help the quarterback out.
Well, I think here's the thing. You're right. I get you. You want a tight end that can get open down the field. But if you're going to play tight end, you also have to be an inline blocker. And I know that there are some guys. Jason Kroom is thought to be a much better receiving tight end than he is a blocking tight end, and he's actually a really good athlete. These two young guys, Tommy Sweeney and Dawson Knox, seem to be more well-rounded tight ends who can do both. Tommy Sweeney has certainly showed up in the passing game last week in Carolina. I don't know what you were watching if you didn't see that. But that is there as well. Now, Lee Smith, he's totally a blocking tight end. He's an in-line blocking tight end who has caught some passes last year in Oakland, but he's known as a blocking tight end. So, here's one thing you got to remember, too. When you got a really good quarterback and a really good offense, chances are you're going to find a really good tight end in there somewhere. Most teams do, and most of it has to do with the exact same reason that Tommy Sweeney has been showing up on our radar. He got the opportunity, and he's got a quarterback that's looking for him. It's that simple.
I'm really eager to see what they do when whatever the limited number of snaps are for Dawson Knox. Right? Because we know, yes, we've seen what Tommy Sweeney can do, what he has done. I'm not saying I've seen enough, but I want to see Dawson Knox now, right? Don't you? Especially when you saw him practice with Josh Allen this spring and saw an almost instant connection between the two. Love to see something like that develop in this preseason game number 3 Friday night. I really would, Steve.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know they'll probably ask him to block in a running game and all that, and he'll have his hand in the dirt, but I want to see him do what we've seen Tommy Sweeney do. I want to see him get that opportunity. I want to see him do it even better. I mean, why limit him? I want to see him do it better. I'm sure the coaches want to see him do it better. So we don't know. We haven't seen him play. I want to see him play.
Here's a question for you, preseason question, going back to your experience as a player and being around the game for as long as you have. How much do – look, I know winning is not – the object, obviously, in preseason games. But how much do coaches go into a game saying, let's get a good long look at player X? In other words, will the Bills coaches go into this game, whether it's the tight end coach or Brian Daboll or Sean McDermott, and say, we know what we got in Sweeney, let's take a look at what we have in Dawson Knox?
Well, that's the only time they ever do it, is in the preseason games. They'll come in and say, listen, if he gets in there, I want to make sure we run – They're not going to give you 20 plays, or they're going to say, listen, they're not Josh Allen, where you go in this first preseason game against the Colts and say, we're going to throw this ball 11 straight times or 17 out of 18 times.
Right.
I want to see him throw it. They don't do that for a tight end because you got other guys you're thinking about, particularly in the third preseason game. This may be a chance where, listen, this isn't about Dawson Knox. This is about Josh Allen, LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore in the offensive line. We'll try and get him a throw in there once in a while, but we want to see what – we'll call his number maybe once or twice, but we're not – this isn't about Dawson Knox. This is about Josh. This is about the ones. This third preseason game is a little bit of a different animal. Next week, there could be a situation where they say, okay, this next series is Dawson Knox series, because it's the fourth preseason game.
Right.
They probably won't do that tonight because it's about the ones tonight, this week, instead of like we're asking about, is Dawson Knox going to get looked at? Is he going to get a chance to do what Tommy Sweeney is? His number going to get called? His number might get called, but it's not going to be like Cole Beasley last week.
And why was it that way last week with Beasley? Just get Josh ready or just – I mean, sir, it's got to be down and distance related and the looks they get, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a little bit of that. And I think they don't have a problem calling Cole Beasley's number. You know, they did it to Tommy Sweeney too. They called his number a couple of times. I think it was more about Josh Allen feeling comfortable and just saying, you know what, I'm going to see what I'm gonna I like Cole. We've been having a good week of practice. I think that's more about Josh just deciding he wanted to do it rather than anything the coaches did.
Yeah. Okay. Here's that's Mark in Buffalo. Hi, Mark. You're on the air with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I think John Brown needs to see a little more. He hasn't played much this preseason.
Well, he didn't play last week. He played the week before. How much more do they need to see of John Brown? We've seen him. See, we have the benefit of watching practice, and especially those early training camp practices, Steve, when he was sensational. Like, didn't we make him the MVP of camp, best player on the field at training camp at Rochester?
Yeah, he's really good. And I think they feel a lot really confident in him. I think maybe we're looking at one of those situations where they know what they've got, and they're saying, listen, we're going to keep him under wraps for the preseason. We'll unfurl him when we get to New York. Maybe it's something like that. I kind of doubt that. I think it's more of the fact that, you know, they gave him the night completely off in Carolina after the work he did down there. So I think they're confident in him. If you don't see him more, I think it's probably by design that you're not seeing him rather than him not playing well or that they don't have any confidence or that they don't know what they've already got in him.
Call here from Matt in Blaisdell. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with us.
Hey, guys. I just want to chime in on what I want to see in the preseason. I really think they just need to hold everybody back, kind of like the Colts are doing this week. I really think they have little to gain. I saw what I wanted to see from Josh to Cole Beasley last week. I think I'm good. I think if they play this week and somebody were to get hurt, we're going to look back and say it was a gigantic waste of time.
Yeah.
I feel like they got a very, very little to gain, and the season really rides on the quarterback, and there's really little reason for him to play, in my opinion. I'll hang up and listen. Steve, you belong in the Hall of Fame. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. That's a good call. I mean, I get it. I think this is a team that really still feels like they want to get some reps in with some guys they want to see play. They want to give guys a chance to get acclimated. They've got some young players on the roster like Dawson Knox, like Tommy Sweeney, like Ed Oliver, even Tremaine Edmonds and Josh Allen to a certain extent. They want to get those guys some reps so that they can get acclimated and more comfortable with the environment they're going to be living and working in. So I get what you're saying, and you're right. If they do get somebody that's near and dear to their heart hurt in one of these games, they're going to regret it.
Yeah.
But still, they're playing football, and you got to get them ready. And the only way to do it really is to give them some action like this. So I get it. You're right. They're not. Nothing's going to change. Some of these guys are going to be starting. If they're healthy, they're going to be starting no matter what, and they're going to play well. And I see your point. I see your point. I can't really disagree with it, except the fact that I'd kind of like just – I'm ready to see him start playing.
Yeah, real games. And it's a balancing act, right? I mean, every preseason game you're like, we want to get some cohesion here. We don't want anybody hurt. Here's the thing, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't know what to do with preseason, by the way. I honestly don't know what to do with these games. But let me – you know what happens if people don't play, if starters don't play, if timing is not honed in on during preseason games – you get to week one, and it looks sloppy. It looks sloppy because, well, this is the first time we've had this group together. I worry about that, too. Look, there's only 16 games. There's only 16 regular season games. Can any team really afford to start out saying, well, this is week one, September 8th? We really will have everything tuned up by next week. They never admit it, but I wonder if that happens now, Steve, because of the way teams play preseason. You know, it probably does. Week one is sloppy. Week two can be sloppy. The Bills were awful the first 2 weeks last year.
Well, the team that's been the gold standard for the last 20 years in New England, they'll tell you that their first 4 weeks is all about them. They're trying to find out who they are against real live action. They obviously, during that time, they managed to win a lot of games in that first month. But I know this, too.
Not as many as they win in the last month.
Exactly. They're easier to get in the first month of the season than they are late in the season because they don't really know who they are. And I think that's been one of the things that New England has never gotten enough credit for is the fact that their first four regular season games are about them, not their opponents. They're still trying to find out who they are. And then once they do find out, then they go from there. And, you know, you know, I've said this a lot. You get those guys early in the year, and when they don't really know exactly who they've got, they're a little easier.
Well, enough about them. What about us?
So I think that's
is that the way to do it?
It's
then?
A delicate balance because if
they are the gold standard,
they are.
Is that the way to do it? To like say, well, preseason, whatever. We'll take the month of September to know about us, to put our get our act
yeah,
together.
Well, if you got,
is that
listen,
really what
and,
you need
and
to do?
You know me. I've never been one to think that their guy at quarterback is the reason they're all having all that say. He's a big part of it, but he is a big part of their early success in those seasons. That guy comes in ready to play. I don't think the Buffalo Bills can afford to go in there and not play anybody in the preseason, do all the experimentation you want, never have anybody anything set in stone, and then show up on week one and say, you know, we think this is who we are. We'll see. I don't think they're at that spot yet.
Who is at that spot? Just New England? Anybody else?
I think Tom Brady is.
Yeah.
You know, I think Aaron Rodgers is. I think when you got a guy like that, he can overcome some continuity issues up front and around him by making some great throws. But for the Bills, it is a delicate balance. You want to get your guys sharp. You want to get them ready. But you don't want to expose them to injury. You don't want to do anything silly. You don't want to run quarterback keepers on naked boots to the first down at the pylon with a guy closing on him. You don't want to do stuff like that. Have him drop back, get rid of the football, and get it out on time. This preseason thing is all a balance.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with preseason. I mean, we've talked about – I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it next week when we get to that fourth preseason game and nobody plays a week from tomorrow.
You'll have people telling you that, listen – he got injured because he wasn't ready to play because he couldn't get sharp enough in the preseason because he didn't get enough reps. He didn't, and then there is something to the fact that when you're in practice and you're doing that, when you get into a game, it's ramped up and you're playing against another guy that's ramped up. And all of a sudden, if you haven't seen that for 8 months or if you've never seen it in your life because you're a rookie and you ask your body to do something or compensate for the pace of play and the guy you're playing with, all of a sudden, yeah, you blow a hamstring. Yeah, you twist an ankle. Yeah, you overextend and you get hurt because you're not acclimated to the pace or the competitive level. Well, that's the balance on the other side. You can't strike, you know, because you're not sharp. You're not ready. So you get these young guys like Dawson Knox, like Tommy Sweeney, like Ed Oliver. You got to get them in there and get them like, listen, this is the way it's going to be. Get ready. So they can at least between their ears have an idea of what they're jumping into on week one.
Yeah, this will be a big topic next week because we know how game four goes.
It's the glacier of football games. I mean I said you're going to have 15 punts in that game. 15
punts. We still got number three coming up. We want to know what you're looking to see, preseason game number three. That's our Twitter poll. More than 870 votes in so far, and it's close. 32% of you say you're watching Friday night's game to see the battles on the offensive line. 31% say you want to follow up on the ongoing tight end competition. 26% say you want to see more Josh Allen to Cole Beasley. 11% say you want to see more success from the defense. What do you think? Give us a call, 803-0550, toll-free, 1-888-550. 2550.
Outstanding Twitter poll.
It's close.
It really is a good Twitter poll.
It's close.
I got to tip my hat to you.
The Tweet Sheet. It is brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official movers of the Buffalo Bills. From Zach, he says, the first two quarterbacks the Bills faced, he means, were not starters. True test for the pass defense will be when they're against the elite talent if Stafford plays. Stafford going to play? I don't know. I'll check on that tonight. He hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. And from Jack, Zach and Jack. Jack says, to pick one, I want to see Tommy Sweeney continue to take advantage of his opportunity and grab a starting spot. He was my pre-camp dark horse. I loved him at BC. I also finally want to see what the injury-plagued but athletic Dawson Knox can do in live action. Is he injury-plagued?
Well,
he said that was his first hamstring pull ever.
Yeah.
Missed 3 weeks.
And let's face it, Jack just admitted he goes, the only reason he wanted to see Tommy Sweeney play because he's predicted his success. So it makes him look good. He doesn't care about Tommy Sweeney.
you do that. What are you talking about?
From Nick, he also says, I'd love to see some offensive line stability, a clean pocket, and time for Josh. Also, it would be nice to have Josh Allen find wide receivers in stride for some yak yards after catch, instead of falling to the floor for some low passes. I'd love to see Duke Williams put on a solid performance for a roster spot. Bills need a big-bodied wide receiver. That was one of the big questions we had early this week. Duke Williams flashed last week, played well, and played consistently well for the three or two quarters he was in for this game. Duke Williams showed up big, literally and figuratively, last week. And that makes you go, oh, gosh, you know what? We could use a guy like that.
Sure.
Because
in that room, yeah, absolutely.
We got six guys that are 5'9 and 5'10. We got like nobody who's 6'3, 220 that did what Duke Williams did last week, not in the run or the pass. And that's a big difference. It's a big difference. I'd like to see Duke Williams play well again.
Me too. Take the next step.
Yeah. Yeah. From Nathan, he says, I'd like to see how the running back carries pan out between McCoy, Gore, and Singletary and see how long they each play. You can bet that all three of those guys are going to see snaps, I think, into the second half.
Who's that?
Gore, McCoy, and Singletary. I think all three
into
of those guys.
Into the second half.
I think those guys will see snaps all the way in through the first half and into the second half to see what
it's
like.
You want to see that?
I don't have a problem with it, yeah.
I'm going back to two calls ago. I don't know if again, you don't want to lose any one of them. Singletary, Gore, McCoy, you don't want to lose any one of them. Why are you playing them in the second half?
Get them ready to play. Get them sharp. You know, I mean, they got to remember, you know, what it's like to get
Gore and McCoy have been around the league so long. You don't think they remember?
I know. It will only take one. You know, I'm not saying do it through the entire preseason. Just do it for one preseason game. That's all. You know, I'm not saying, you know, treat them like rented mules. I'm just saying give them a chance to play through halftime.
Some would say playing them in the third quarter might be approaching the rented mule. Right? We'll see.
Let me just tell you, I played in the third quarter and fourth quarter of a lot of preseason games.
Played receiver. Like, how deep into your career were you doing that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Every preseason image I have of you and several of your teammates in my head,
eating
are you
sunflower seeds?
Yes, with a baseball cap on.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, right?
All right. That might not be true. What I said might not be true.
A break here. We're coming back with more. One Bills Live, presented by Kalata Health from One Bills Drive. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're not alone. Welcome back. One Bills Live. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, and a special guest on the set with us here as we move through our Wednesday afternoon. Maddie Glab, multimedia journalist.
Hello.
For PSE. And you can catch her on BuffaloBills.com and on Twitter and all those other social media platforms. Only been with us, Maddie, a month or more, right?
I think it's about a month. Let's see. My first day was July 15th. Yeah.
Steve's got a special month. The watch he's going to present you for
yeah,
your first
yeah.
month.
Yeah. What did I win?
There'll be no watch. Yet. What do you think? What is about the news of the day? You've been keeping up with it.
Yeah.
What about Mitch Morse being in the concussion protocol, Dawson Knox back on the field, all this stuff?
I think the team's progressing forward. Mitch Morse not being in a red contact jersey, that's got to be great. I know he's still in the protocol, but Coach McDermott said today during his press conference that he is making steps in the right direction.
Yeah, that's to me, that's baby steps.
I mean, hey, it's better than a step backwards.
Right?
Think positively.
Yeah, I guess.
And Dawson Knox being full go in practice, Coach McDermott said they're expecting him to play in the third preseason game. That's got to be exciting.
You missed him, but he was on just a few minutes ago with us.
I almost sat in his sweaty chair, but
right.
We switched it out.
Did you switch out chairs?
I can tell. Did you see this about Dawson Knox when he was in? Maybe he was really happy.
Yeah, he's a happy kid.
I don't know, happy kid. He looked like he was stoked to be back on the field. You know what I mean? I got that feeling from him.
Yeah. I did too. Yeah. I saw him in the hallway yesterday. I got that feeling from him.
Yeah. I mean, after spending like all of camp on the sidelines as a rookie, you got to be itching to get back out on the field for your first season.
Yeah.
I would hope that we get to that point with Mitch Morse, to tell you the truth. Let's go. I'm being ready. I'm ready to watch it. I'm ready to see the offensive line as a unit. You would hope that you'd hope you have it all off season and into the preseason. You'd hope to get to preseason game number three, the traditional third preseason game, and have that group together, and it's not going to happen. And, yeah, I'm a little bit...
To get the best five out there.
Yeah. All right. Right? Let's get there. Right.
It's tough when you can't do that in camp leading up to the first game, but they'll figure it out.
Let me ask you this all-important question. What do you most want to see during Bill's preseason game number three versus the Lions?
You want to see our Twitter poll?
Is it A? Mm-hmm.
I'll answer it.
A, offensive line battle. B, going on the ongoing tight end competition. Mm-hmm. C, more Josh Allen to Cole Beasley. Or D, more defensive success.
Can I say more Josh Allen to John Brown?
Sure.
He didn't play last game.
That's right.
He was on the sidelines. He practiced all week. So I'm excited to see that. We're going to see the starters get a few more snaps in this preseason game. So
our guest went off the board and picked something else.
That's okay. Well, that's why we usually put other on the
end. Is that legal?
Am I breaking rules already?
Yeah.
All right.
Dang it.
That's cool. Yeah, I get you.
Let's see what they have up there. Offensive line battle. But I want to see Mitch Morse play,
right.
Which we're not going to see.
That goes down to the bottom of the list. Then.
Yeah, and we're not sure about Nseki either. That's what Coach McDermott said.
Right.
He was like, we're not sure
yet. So you're not interested in the rest of those jokers up there, huh?
Ongoing tight end competition. If Dawson Knox is going to play on Friday, which he said he expects him to, that's what I am most interested in seeing against the Lions.
How do you – you've been around for a couple of games now, one home game, one road game, and another road game coming up. Road games like this, you watching at home? What are you doing? Where are you watching?
Yeah, I'm watching at home, taking
notes.
All
by yourself? That kind of
– All by myself.
You take notes? Good.
All
good.
By myself.
What do you got going on? Popcorn, pizza when you watch a game? What do you eat? Can you eat? Do you run up at the timeouts?
Yeah, I mean, depending on what I got in my fridge, maybe some chips.
Okay.
Some chocolate, chips and chocolate.
And it's like
my
darkened
thing.
Room, or are you like a jersey wearing streamers and decorating?
Yeah.
How about the phone ring?
I'm sure.
How about when the phone rings in the middle of a game you're watching on TV?
Oh, I'm not answering.
Who would call me?
Exactly.
You know that scene?
Who is it?
Who is texting me at this hour?
That scene from The Wolf of Wall Street. Anybody know that when his father gets a call.
Yep.
Hello. I can just see you doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm ignoring phone calls during a Bills game unless it's someone that I work with and we're talking about important things.
Right. So if Murph calls you during the broadcast and say, hey, what do you think, Maddie? You'll pick him up. You'll pick up
if
John
Murph
picks
my call. Yeah. If you guys call during a game, I'll pick up.
I got news for you. I wouldn't pick up Murph's call during the game.
Wow.
You're busy, man.
I'm a little busy during the game.
I know. I'm just saying.
Matty Gleib is with us, multimedia journalist for PSC, works here with the Buffalo Bills. What else did you pick up from watching the open portion of practice today? What did you see? Anything interesting?
Bobby Johnson was throwing passes to his offensive linemen.
Uh-oh.
They were running slant routes
Trick
out
plays.
There.
What's going on with that? Just fun? Fun and games?
I think probably just a little bit of fun, but also, you never know when that's going to happen.
It's Friday. Well, Bobby Johnson ain't throwing a pass in a game. I know that.
He was throwing some good balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a Friday for you.
That's a Friday.
Hey, you were going to have a Glab bag with John Brown.
You got a helmet in your hand.
I know.
He didn't stiff you, but it took a while and something happened. He couldn't. It fell through.
Yeah, we couldn't get John Brown today. So
you're carrying around your
the
helmet?
Next best thing is to do a Glab bag with you two.
Or with us.
So I have questions in a helmet. And
I would like to know the rules of Glab bag first.
Are we required to
be
anything
truthful?
Goes.
Anything goes. So I guess not.
Like the last 2.5 hours.
That's how you got
to
live life.
Do we have to tell the truth? Is that part of the Glab bag?
It doesn't sound
the
like
the whole
it.
Truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Got it. Go.
All right, first one. Murph, this is for you.
Oh, boy.
What call are you most excited to make this season?
This season. Well, I mean, the ultimate call is the Bills win the Super Bowl, right? But even the Bills, I've never, because of the timing 2 years ago, the Bills game, we were off the air in Miami when the Bills got into the playoffs. They had to wait for that game to, the Baltimore game to end. So I've never been able to stay in the air, and the Bills are in the playoffs. That would be a close second to the Bills win the Super Bowl. And it could happen this year.
I believe
so. You
know
what I mean? It could happen.
It's a good call.
So having never done that, that would be, now I've been around Bills playoff teams, but it seems like, and it was ages ago. Steve was playing. That's how long ago it was. But
it's time to make that call again.
I was Maddie's age when that happened.
Yeah, I would look forward to that. Having never done that, got kind of didn't get a chance to do it 2 years ago because we watched the game in the press box at Miami. Mm-hmm. I've told that story in the radio booth, but that would be good. That would be a lot of fun.
I like it.
That's a good one. I can see that.
All right, next one. Oh, this is for you again, Murph.
Go have a smoke, Steve. You're done.
What's been your favorite game to call in the last 10 years?
Oh, the last 10. Oh, man.
Reach for the media guide and look back.
I got to see. I mean, I they're all a jumble. I mean, the Kyle Williams finale last year was fun. The game at Miami a couple of years ago was really fun. Kyle scored a touchdown in that game. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of great ones. I mean, come on. 10 years, what does that take us to? 2009?
Mm-hmm.
There were victory, at least one victory over the Patriots there that was a lot of fun. Those would be my favorites.
Yeah.
Let me look up that Patriots game.
Go ahead. Good stuff.
But that would be my favorite.
Tasker, this one's for you.
All right.
Which of the five presidents, which you have to explain to us, your five presidents text message thread.
Oh, the five presidents text loop?
Would you rather be on a long road trip with? So first, five presidents. Give us a quick synopsis.
Five presidents? Well, it's more than five guys, but it's Jim, Thurman, Bruce, Andre, Daryl, Cornelius, Will Wolford, Chris Moore. There's eight of us, or nine of us if you include me.
Nine, five presidents.
Yes, there's nine, five
it
presidents.
It works.
Road trip? Might be Daryl Talley.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, listen, Daryl's up for it. I mean, you know what I mean? You can't – he goes through life like he does. You can't make him mad. I mean, he's up for anything. He'll either sleep or he'll drive. Yeah, I'd say Daryl
Talley. Is that a good co-pilot, though, if you have someone sleeping?
Well, he'd do what you asked him to do. I'd say, Wacker, look, find out where we're going.
What do you call him?
Daryl Wacker.
Wacker.
That was his nickname. So you get Daryl. Yeah, Daryl will do anything you ask.
Okay.
He'd be, like, he'd navigate. He'd say, listen, leave me alone, I want to sleep. Or I want to listen to this music. That he wouldn't care. He'd be fine with it. That,
okay.
I think that's a good I think that's a good travel mate road trip. Daryl Talley would be the guy I would go to.
All right.
He would be my go-to.
This one is for both of you.
Check, check. Am I on? Is this mic good? Hello? Check, check, check. Mic check, hello. Sorry, my mic just came on.
Came
on. Is this
sure
on?
It doesn't happen to me.
It feels like a Friday in here.
Okay.
It is.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Better guest. Greg Cosell or Lorenzo Alexander?
Love them both.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The one distinction is Lorenzo's live sitting right where you sit.
That's a little different, yeah.
Which makes it different. Mm-hmm. Cosell is great. Totally different. It's hard. That's a hard one. I love Cosell because when we talked to him, are we going to do him Fridays again this year?
Yes, we are.
Okay. He's great. I love Cosell, but Lorenzo is one of my all-time favorite players, so I'd go with him number one.
Yeah, I'd go with Lorenzo, too, because he's always sitting right here. Yeah. And Greg Cosell brings you stuff that not too many people do. He does the homework, and he watches film, and he grinds it out, and he's you know, objective. He doesn't, you know.
And Greg and Steve have their own, you know, connection.
And as I well know.
as most of our listeners know.
As I well know, you know, Greg is an excellent guest. I'd have to go with Lorenzo as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As I don't know anything that Greg and Steve actually discuss.
It's one Bills Live, and to have one of the truly important Bills on the team in the studio, I think that trumps everything.
And you know what else with Lorenzo? You've met him, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
you
he's
can
great.
Talk to him about almost anything.
Yeah, and he's
politics,
open. He's
going to
give you good answers.
Yeah, and he knows everything. He knows a lot about a lot of things, mm-hmm. and He's socially aware of what's going on. He's
hooked in with the players' union, the CBA with the CBA stuff, everything. Yeah, he's a wily veteran. Yeah, he's great.
I met his mom out west a couple of years ago. He just introduced me to his mom in the hotel, and she was great. You know, and I told her, you got to be proud. This guy is unbelievable.
Must mean he has a good mama if he's good, a good guy.
Not for nothing, I tell you this: my mom and dad, who visit us once in a while, and they're my brother. Accompanies them. They're 89, right? So my mom is in the airport headed to Buffalo from Atlanta or wherever they connected, and there's Lorenzo getting on a flight, and she recognizes because she watches the show.
Yeah.
And my brother's there with him. She goes, I should go say hi. I can't go. And my brother said, go say hi, because he knows. So my mom went and introduced herself to Lorenzo as my mom, and Lorenzo gave her a big hug. It couldn't have been nicer. She goes, he's my favorite. Yeah. So now, you know. So
he's the best.
He's the best.
It's not even close.
So, yeah. So now that we can talk about him, he's not
One
even close.
Bills Live loves you, Lorenzo.
That's right.
We do.
There you
Next
go.
Next question. Steve, this is for you. Advice to those who are on the line to make the 53 roster.
Yeah, become special teams players. I mean, that's my advice. The more valuable are, the more things you can do. I mean, get coffee for somebody if you have to. I don't mean, you know what
for
I mean?
Us.
Yeah, for us. Whatever we can
you
do,
guys
we'll help
got a pool?
You. You've got to do whatever you can do, and that means exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Cover kicks, return kicks, you know, I don't know, practice long snapping. I don't care. Do whatever you have to do to make yourself valuable, and that means outside of your regular responsibilities of being an offensive or defensive player. You gotta go to Heath Farwell, and he's got to get tired of you being in his office. I mean, he said, all right, you got to badger him into giving you an opportunity to make the team. That's what I would do.
Get there early, stay late.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a given.
Live there.
Yeah, you've got to be a fixture in the building from the time they sign you until the time you hopefully retire. That's it.
All right, Tasker, another one for you. Better comparison, Mark Kelso or Dan Beebe for yourself?
Don Beebe.
Don Beebe.
Who does Mark Kelso look like?
No, better comparison.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Don Beebe. Don Beebe's better for me. It's a good thing. Yeah, Don Beebe. I told you. Do you know who Don Beebe is? Seriously? You can say no.
Educate
All right, okay.
Me.
Don Beebe is the guy who was a second round draft pick in 1988.
Sounds right.
And he was the guy that ran Leon Lett down in Super Bowl 28 when the game was out of reach. And for 25 years or 30 years, I've been denying. I've had to say, no, that wasn't me who ran Leon Lett down. It was Don Beebe who ran Leon, because everybody thinks it was me. But we played the same position. We're the same size. We kind of have the same physical traits. He was a fast guy, and I was a quick guy. But I was a special teams guy, and he was a wide receiver. And we played the same side of the ball. So, yeah, Beebs is by far a better comparison for
Beebs
me than Don
Beebe, okay.
than Mark Kelso was.
All right.
Yes.
Manny, I just got a text from both Kelso and Beebe, and they say, please don't ask if we look like
yeah. yeah.
Right. All right, I got two more in here.
All right,
this is for both of you. What would be your dream job outside of your current job right now?
I mean, this is,
this
by the way.
This is the dream job?
Two nights ago, I was flicking around on TV looking for a preseason game to watch, and I came across a fishing show, and these guys, these professional bass fishermen, I was like, that would be cool. Getting paid for catching fish.
I'm thinking the same thing.
This is the best.
I want to be a touring golf professional. I want to be a tour pro. That's what I want to be. I want to be a golfer at the same level I was as a football player.
How's your golf game?
Well, it's a little neglected at this point because I'm sitting here with Murph every day. But yeah, that's. Yeah.
You guys need a little putting green back here. You guys
got room.
We got plenty of time.
Yes, actually,
right,
we do.
I like that idea.
We
work
get
on
one.
Your putt game, your short.
We're
game.
We're already under suspicion for not working hard.
Even if we're doing our best, we're not breaking rocks with a hammer.
Right.
But
I fear that might put it over the top in terms of the. Building
that
my
might
perception.
Draw just
maybe
a little
simulated
bit too much
driving
attention.
Range in
yeah.
here.
That might build up. That might draw a little bit too much attention to our state.
We got dirty looks when
physical
we started,
exertion.
We got dirty looks when we started about asking about the nap pods and the.
Yeah.
People were like, "What?
We had
to calm that down
those?
Really quick." That's it. Is that it?
We got one more.
All right.
Who are both of your sleepers for this season?
Sleepers
to
and
make
what?
The roster.
Make the roster.
To contribute.
Mm.
Sleepers. You both pull out our
rosters. Get out the roster.
All right. I don't want to miss anybody because there's a lot of guys that I have been thinking about. I think – you want to go an offensive and a defensive guy?
Sure. Murph? I'm having trouble finding anybody.
All right.
I mean, we talk about all these players so much.
I know.
Yeah.
A sleeper means somebody – you haven't heard of them? Mm-hmm.
My sleeper – and it sounds like he's not a sleeper, but I think he is because it's – Bam Johnson, Daryl Johnson on defense. I think he's my sleeper. He's going to be a guy.
I think that's a good one. He was on the show yesterday, right?
Yeah, but he's also got like three. He leads the NFL in sacks in the preseason, so I don't know how much of a – he doesn't. I'm seasoned. But he's got, what, two sacks in a hurry and a sack strip fumble.
Yep.
I think he's my guy. He's a sleeper. He has to be considered at this point a sleeper.
Okay.
And on offense, I'm going to say – oh, boy. I'm going to say – you know who I'm going to say? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to say Sonoris Perry.
I looked at him a long time ago.
Sonoris Perry is a guy who's going to really contribute. Now he's a running back, but I'm going to say he's a special teams contributor.
On special teams.
That's what I think.
I got Captain Munnerlin on defense. I think he will somehow work his way into the lineup as the nickel.
Okay.
And, you know, he's done it in the league for a while. Offense, sleeper, I don't know. Andre Roberts, I think, will have something to say about the Buffalo offense, not just special teams.
That's
I think
a good
he
one.
Will make contributions.
He's been catching a lot of passes in practices.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
And when they signed him, I didn't think he had much to do with the offense. Mm-hmm. But the more I see him, I think he'll have something to say about how they play offense.
And it might be about that same old thing we've talked about. He might have not gotten an opportunity other places that he's been. But he did here.
Yeah.
And I think he's made the most of it.
That's a big reason why he wanted to be here was for that opportunity.
Yeah, he's playing well. I agree with you, Murph. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one, yeah.
Awesome.
That it?
That was
the glad
bag?
That was
easy. Bag.
That's it.
Good
no
job,
No more, though.
Guys.
Get, go out and get
no
real.
More?
People okay. want to hear football
Get real people. They hate us.
We got nothing.
You guys are second best.
We're on here 3 hours. People are so tired of my personality, especially Greg Cosell. That we, no, he doesn't. As Steve well knows, people don't want to hear any more from us. Sorry,
the people
Maddie.
Love you guys.
I don't know about that.
Don't sell yourself short.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maddie. That was good.
No
Thanks,
problem.
Maddie. Good stuff.
Yeah,
Maddie
of Glad, course.
Multimedia journalist, BuffaloBills.com and PSE. Steve and I coming back. One Bills Live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Show, we had a good one. We had Marcel Louis-Jacques from ESPN. He covers the Bills for ESPN. Had him on the show in the 1 o'clock hour. We asked him what he thought of Ed Oliver, Buffalo's first-round draft pick, after a couple of preseason games.
He's just got this. I spoke with Shaq Lawson, who said that he's just got this confidence about him that's not normal for a first-year player.
Not cocky, is he?
It's not cocky, and I think that was something I really wanted to focus on in the article that, you know, this isn't some sort of rookie vibrato where you're a first rounder and you need to show that, you know, I'm big and bad. I'm worth the $10 million a year. He just wants to. He's very aware of what he can do when he's on the field, and I think that shows, and that's shown in the first two games.
Marcel Louis-Jacques from ESPN. Dawson Knox joined us on the show today. Third round draft pick, tight end. He's been practicing since Sunday. He missed about 3 weeks with the hamstring pull, and he's ready to come back. He thinks he'll get some snaps in this game on Friday night against Detroit. And we asked him about returning to practice after his hamstring injury.
It was definitely frustrating, you know, for me to just have to sit there and watch because, you know, football's the thing I love the most, and going out there and doing it, you know, on game days is what makes it all fun. But, you know, from a teammate standpoint, it was fun to be able to see all my friends, you know, my draft class go out there and make plays. Guys I've been, you know, I've known for the last few months going out there, balling out. So it was fun from that standpoint, but I'm definitely excited to get back on the field.
Yeah, we had a pretty good Twitter poll today when we asked the question, what Bills fans, what do they want to see most during the preseason game against the Lions? It was close. Let's take one more look at it. The vote was close. More than 880 votes. 32% say they want to see the offensive line battle. 31% say ongoing tight end competition. 26% say they want to see more of Josh Allen to Cole Beasley. 11% say more defensive success. Look, I think I speak for all of us. We want to see more. We just want to see more, right? I don't think we've seen a complete look yet, and we probably will never get the complete look, but I don't feel like we've seen the complete look of the Bills for 2019 yet in preseason.
I think that I'll just make a bold prediction.
Please.
I think when we go into week one into MetLife Stadium to take the Jets, I think that's going to be the biggest question about the Bills, our own team, for Bills fans. I wonder what it's going to look like. You know, I wonder who's going to be playing. I wonder how these guys are going to play. Are they going to be ready? Because we haven't seen them do this, or this, enough of this. I think that's going to be my bold prediction. We're all going to think, gosh, I hope this comes together on week one. I think we got all the pieces in place. We've seen them do it individually, but I don't know. You know what I mean? I just think we're going to be unsure about the amount of work they've put in and how much we've seen of it in live game action. I think that's going to be the one big concern going into opening day.
Tomorrow's going to be interesting. We'll do a show here, you and I, noon to 3, and then we will drive to Detroit and do the show there Friday. What's wrong
separately.
With this? Separately. For we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's different.
Tomorrow.
That's
not
another
like we don't
story.
Get along. We can't fight. We can't sit in the back seat together because we fight. No, we'll tell you what that's all about tomorrow. It'll be an interesting day.
Yeah, though. It's going to be a fun day tomorrow. It's going to be a good weekend, good trip. This Detroit game is going to be a lot of fun, I think.
I hope so. Production assistants, George Blass, Jeff Koltnick, Thomas Honiter, Kelly Rude, J.J. Torito, Kevin Cargis, James Robel, our producer, Jay Harris. See you tomorrow at noon. One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.